How has your financial plan held up so far in 2024? With 6 months down and 6 months to go until a new year, let's review what you can do to stay on track with your financial goals on a month-to-month basis. That and more coming up now on Retire Right Radio.
And now, Retire Right Radio with Paul Roberts.
As Weston Lindemann just said, we're halfway through the year, so it's a good time to look at what we really should consider in our financial lives throughout the year for every month of the year. And we're going to take it month by month in the first two segments of Retire Right Radio. Weston Lindemann, part of that team of all-star advisors at Roberts Wealth Management, robertswealth.com, the website. Yeah, we're going to back it up 6 months, Wes.
And
we'll start it out with January. Well, obviously, January is a new start. We always think of that as a new beginning.
That's right. What's that saying? Every season has its reason or something like that? Yeah. And that's you know, a helpful guide if you're wondering, well, okay, where am I at in my financial journey? What should I be doing? Well, January, naturally, it's a good time to jump into that new mindset, whether financial or otherwise, right? You've got the year ahead at that point, and so it's a perfect time to begin planning, outlining, you know, expectations around finances, creating that budget, planning for those large expenses. You know, of course, in retirement, there's all sorts of things that we have to consider, whether it's, you know, turning on Social Security or Medicare, that RMD, your required minimum distribution. January is a good time to, of course, assess all of that and get into the right mindset for the year ahead. And so that's a good way to think about it.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
From there, of course, February being next, this is where we start to realize, well, all right, all of our ambitions and New Year's resolutions, maybe we need a little bit of fine-tuning to the plan. And
right.
I know that's how it generally is for me. You know, we have all of these expectations for the year, and then about 6 weeks later, we realize, well, all right, maybe we got to kick it into another gear in order to accomplish that. And so February, good time to start fine-tuning that financial plan. You know, let's examine our habits and make sure that what we said we wanted just a month ago, that we're actually on track to accomplish that with our habits. And if not, then making adjustments, that's naturally what's in order, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about March? So I know if you're a certain age, a thing to consider in March, but what else should we be looking at in the month of March?
Yeah, so once we get to 65, we know that Medicare open enrollment period, that's going to conclude March 31st. So it's a good time to start thinking about your Medicare options. And if you're not sure where to go when it comes to Medicare, well, good news. We've got a Medicare expert that we have on staff here at Roberts Wealth that'll be happy to help out. When it comes to, you know, making your contributions for your retirement accounts, March is a good month to be really thinking about that. You know, are we contributing up to enough to get the match with our 401k? Have we made our Roth contributions? Should we? These are all important questions to ask, and March is a good month to start doing that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Now, here comes April, and meet Uncle Sam.
Well, this is the unavoidable one, right? Every April it comes around, and that's when we have to make sure that we filed our taxes and paid them. And if we don't, of course, there's the consequences that come along with that. And likewise, our RMDs, this is when they're going to be due. And so if we don't take an RMD, well, we're going to be penalized. We'll still have to take it, but we'll pay a penalty on top of that for taking that RMD late. So, you know, this is the time of year that April, where everyone's worried about taxes, and it's a good time to revisit also, do we have a tax-efficient strategy that we're utilizing currently? If not, why not? You know, if you're not aware of, well, what is a tax-efficient strategy? That means that we probably need to sit down with an advisor. And good news for the listeners out there, we have a team of those advisors here at Roberts Wealth that can sit down with you and create a plan to have some tax-efficient strategy. So if this past April, maybe you had a tough pill to swallow in the form of a large payment to the IRS, well, maybe there's some things that we could do, you know, within the legal means of the law, of course, to minimize those tax consequences in future years.
Absolutely. Make sure you don't overpay. Don't miss any opportunities in that regard. And that's a great team at Roberts Wealth. Weston is a part of it. But as he said, they have someone whose area is strong, areas Medicare. And they have that in all areas of the retirement component. So you get the whole team behind you when you work with Roberts Wealth Management. And you can meet and get a glimpse of your plan, what it could look like. if you call in and claim a comprehensive review, 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. Well, we're at the month of May, not necessarily absolutely time for a review, but it could be the month that you schedule that at least annual review. How often do you normally do reviews?
Well, so we have, you know, clients that come on board all throughout the year. And so for us as advisors, we're doing annual reviews all throughout the year, right? But as the name implies, an annual review will happen at least once annually. And of course, some people have different needs, different levels of complexity, and they need to meet more than once a year to review their plan. But, you know, the month of May, it's about that halfway point in the year, not quite halfway. Spring cleaning may be on the mind, and so likewise, cleaning up any loose ends in our financial plan, meeting with the financial professional, the month of May, good time to do that.
Well, and we're in the month of June now, and as you mentioned earlier, we're at that halfway point, we're 6 months in. Is it a good time to see if any tweaks need to be made, any adjustments?
That's right. Whether we're talking about the income plan or the way the assets are invested, June, it is that halfway point. Great time to figure out, all right, should we be making adjustments? Are we on track to meet our goals? You know, as the market is concerned, people often refer to it as the beginning of the dog days of summer, meaning, you know, go away in May and come back a little bit later in the year, right? That's what a lot of people do as a strategy. Now, I'm not necessarily encouraging that today. But, you know, the market hovering near all-time highs, great time to take profits is when you have them. And if there's some uncertainty this summer on the horizon, well, it'd be better to avoid that. So when it comes to looking at, you know, ways to tactically manage portfolios, this is something that we do for people all the time. And June is a great opportunity for people who haven't had that experience yet to come in, get that complimentary review. Let's examine, you know, where you're at through this point in the year, where you're headed. You know, are you in alignment with your goals? Are you set to meet those goals? And if not, well, then we know we need to make some adjustments. So, you know, it's that point in the year where if we're not doing everything right, it's okay because we still have time to make a course correction. But we want to make sure that we're taking proactive steps to do that. And for us, that means encouraging people to come in and get that complimentary review. It's a process that a lot of people, they come in and they're just not sure, right? Am I on the right track? Am I all good? And that's really the thing that we're setting out to discover in our first conversation. You know, you spend maybe 30 minutes on the phone with one of our advisors or an hour, hour and a half in person for a meeting. And we, you know, look through all the details of your current plan. We get to know you a little bit better and what it is you're trying to accomplish. You know, is it legacy planning? Is it income planning? No matter what it is, there's a customized plan that can be the right fit for you. And at this point in the year, halfway through, I think what's on a lot of people's minds is going to be just a yes or no. Am I good or do I need to make a correction here? And so we want to encourage people to take advantage of that.
And when you come in and meet with the team, and if you do go forward with them in crafting your retirement plan, their goal is to help you achieve that financial independence and stay there. And of course, in July, we celebrate Independence Day, so it's a good time to celebrate Financial Independence Month.
That's right, Financial Independence Month. And what that means for us at Roberts Wealth is, do you have that peace of mind in retirement, knowing that, well, you don't have to worry about all of these different traps that oftentimes people fall into? You know, are you aware that Medicare has a two-year look-back period where they're going to look and see, well, how much money did you have on paper that you made? You know, are you timing Social Security correctly? Are we doing what we can to avoid undue unnecessary taxation on our Social Security benefit? Do we have an income plan, you know, on the subject of financial independence? When you know that your dollars are going to be, you know, you're safely withdrawn from your assets over the next 30 plus years, and you won't have to worry about where's the money going to come from? Will it last long enough? When we give you that certainty in delivering to you an income plan that demonstrates clearly and conservatively, right? We're not putting together plans that say, oh, we're going to get you 20% returns and you're going to be able to withdraw at a 10% withdrawal rate. Oh, of course, we're going to be conservative in our estimates and we're going to have a safe withdrawal rate. But when we deliver to you a document that shows you exactly how we're going to do that over the next 30 plus years throughout your retirement, it really does give people that feeling of independence, that feeling of not having any worries moving forward in July. Hey, Financial Independence Month, what better time to do that than right then?
Yeah, and what steps do you need to consider to achieve that financial independence as you near retirement, or maybe you're in retirement and you don't feel great about the plan that you may have in place, or maybe not a good solid plan in place? Great second opinion opportunity or initial comprehensive review. You can get on the calendar at Roberts Wealth right now, and we'll open the phones to make it available, a comprehensive review at no cost, no obligation.
That's right, 800-891-8680. And what you get out of that phone call, you know, you set a complimentary consultation with one of our all-star advisors, and from there, we're going to identify whether or not you're a good fit to work with us. And, of course, that's not a monetary figure. It's not a certain amount of money that you have to have. It's what are we trying to accomplish, and is it in line with what we do here at Roberts Wealth? If you're looking for that second opinion, well, I can tell you there's one of two outcomes from that first conversation. Either you find out that you're all good, everything's in order, and you're on track to have a successful retirement, or you find out that there's some course correction that's needed. Maybe there's a couple of things that we need to do differently, or perhaps a whole overhaul is needed, in which case you'll be really glad you came in for that first consultation. So in order to do that, it all starts with making that call right now, 800-891-8680.
And a great call you can make with some of your time, as Weston said, either on the phone or in person for that initial review. A lot of information that they will not take away from you, whether or not you go forward with them. Be informed. And then if you do go forward, well, you both have a head start on the strategies that can be put in place to give you a stronger retirement. 800-891-8680 to schedule, 800-891-8680. They will talk to you about strategies to build in that dependable income in your retirement, proactive tax strategies, as Weston talked about earlier on the show, setting up reviews. It's not a one and done. Reviews certainly are necessary because of changes in the economy or out of Washington or in your life, and protective components looking ahead with longevity, especially health care cost, protective components in that regard, and long-term care, and much more. 800-891-8680. And for those in the financial red zone, they even offer the 401k coaching program at Roberts Wealth. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680. We'll wrap up the list. We've got six more months to go on what we should consider doing in our financial lives month by month on Retire Right Radio, straight ahead. With Retire Right Radio and Weston Lindemann, part of the team at Roberts Wealth Management. Roberts Wealth Management offices in the original in Biloxi. Weston is in the Pensacola office, also Daphne, Alabama, and in Houston, and robertswealth.com. That's how you can learn more about the firm and the team of all-star advisors there. Well, we're going to continue with our month-by-month things to consider in your financial life. So we're going to pick it up at August. Now, this is great. August is Financial Awareness Assessment. So that's very important. That's exactly what can happen even in that initial consultation, Weston.
That's right. Whether you do that assessment in August or you do it sooner than that or in any other month, it is an important piece of the whole puzzle. Unfortunately, you know, recent polls have concluded that there's been a pretty significant decline in people's financial discipline since what they're calling the pre-pandemic levels. That's 2019 and before. You know, all of that in 2020. And so basically what that finding has shown is that Americans are a lot less disciplined than they used to be. In fact, maybe about 55% of people just altogether lack financial discipline. Now, the question is that you? And if it is, it's okay, right? We're going to make some corrections there. And maybe it's not that we're undisciplined, but that we're going about it the wrong way, right? Maybe we're overdoing it on the 401k when we should be prioritizing Roth. You won't know until you get that financial awareness assessment. And now, what is a financial awareness assessment? Well, for us, it's that first conversation where we ask questions that are really going to get the gears turning. You're going to think about some things that maybe you hadn't considered before. And through that, we're going to identify, you know, what is the strength of our current plan? Are there any weaknesses? And do we need to do anything differently? It's really an opportunity for you to sit down and assess whether or not you're on track to meet your goals, whether or not you even know what your goals are, right? We ask questions a lot of times that really get people thinking, things like, you know, have you thought about what's most important to you about your money? Well, that's pretty open-ended, but it certainly gets people to identify for themselves what it is that they believe is most important about their dollars. And that can be any range of things. I've heard all sorts of answers. I don't like to put suggestions in people's minds about what a correct answer there is, because I've heard such a variety of answers. You know, what is your biggest concern? And, you know, if there's one thing you could change about your financial plan, you know, other than just saying more money, what do you think that would be? These are important questions that we need to ask ourselves, whether we're in retirement already or we're preparing for retirement, or maybe we're 20, 30 years away from retirement. These are still important core questions that you want to be aware of, you know, when you assess yourself. Are you aware of, you know, how you feel about money and as it relates to your goals? Now, you could go it alone and try to have the self-reflection necessary to have this financial awareness, but we find that people who come in for that complimentary consultation, they go through our process of, you know, sitting down, having a casual conversation, getting to know each other a little bit. Through that process, we're going to identify a lot of what we're talking about right here. And it all begins with that awareness, assessing where we're at, and then, of course, strategizing from there.
And being aware can help boost your confidence in your financial life. This first consultation, and then going forward, even if you do, it's all about the power of knowledge. You know, knowledge is power, and just arming you with lots of information about your financial life. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680 to schedule a comprehensive review with Roberts Wealth Management. Well, I guess we could, anytime's a good time to think about a Social Security strategy, especially if you're getting close to that age, but why not just assign that to September?
Well, mnemonics are always helpful, and if we can't have a mnemonic, you know, alliteration's good too. So September Social Security strategy, how about that? And yeah, it's one of the more complicated yet basic aspects of retirement, right? It's a foundation, cornerstone of people's retirement plans, whether it was intended to be or not. And people often want to know, well, when's the best time to file? And so there's no one blanket answer to that. Of course, you know, there's the art to it, there's the emotional component to it, and there's the science of it, right? And so the emotional component is simple. Do you believe that Social Security will be available if you wait until age 70? You know, if, for some people who are a little bit younger, maybe that seems like something that's probably not possible, right? There's no way that Social Security will exist in its current form by the time I get to age 70. Well, that's me personally, and I can say that I believe that for myself. But, you know, if we're 62 years old, we're at the minimum age that we can file, and we're wondering, should we get that 75% of our benefit, or should we wait a little bit later, get a greater benefit? There's two questions as an advisor that I'm going to ask you to help identify what's the right situation for you. Well, number one, we want to know about longevity. Are we realistically, are we expecting to live, you know, a longer lifespan? More and more people are these days, but you know from your personal history, from your family history, your health conditions, are you in a position where it's reasonable to expect to live, you know, well into your 90s? Well, if so, this makes things a lot simpler as far as planning goes. We want to try to delay as long as possible. The reason being is if you delay filing until age 70, your break-even point in life is going to be much later. It's going to be about the mid-80s for most people. And so that means that if we're not expecting to live that long, and obviously nobody knows, right? But if we're not expecting it, we probably want to file sooner. And that could be 62. It could be 65. There's no one-size-fits-all. That's where we look at a couple of other factors. Number two being, how do you meet your income needs in the meantime? You know, let's say you retire from work at 62, but you don't want to take Social Security until 65. Well, in that case, you need to know how you're going to meet your income needs in the 3 years that are in between. That means that we're going to be withdrawing more from our assets. And as long as the math makes sense, ultimately, it is a bit of a math equation. But what we can do for you is get you our Social Security Maximization Report. So that's part of our review process, is if you have questions about, well, when's the best time? If you're a numbers person, then we can give you the numbers. If you want to just talk it out, we can help you talk it out and identify when's the best time for you. But it generally comes down to, you know, the money, which is when is the best time to file in terms of getting the most dollars and making sure that I actually see the result of that higher benefit come to fruition, right? The cumulative value of that benefit over the course of your retirement means that you have to plan to live long enough to enjoy it, right? So that's part of the consideration as well.
And a lot. And yeah, that is part of that review, even initially with Robert's Wealth. All right, now we're in fourth quarter, October. That is that's the open enrollment period beginning.
Yep, this is where it all starts for the healthcare purposes. So when it comes to Medicare, or if we're not Medicare age, if we're not working, we have to purchase on the marketplace. October 1 is the beginning there, with the deadline being end of year, December 31st. So you want to make sure that you're aware, you know, as the year is ending, that there are all these different windows of both opportunity and deadlines to make decisions. So we want to be on top of that. If you're not sure, you know, there's plenty of resources out there, but it can oftentimes be pretty confusing. That's why it's part of our time strategy. And we've talked about it before, but time strategy, that's what we call our taxes, income, Medicare, estate, and Social Security planning. And the Medicare there in the middle, that's part of what we do. So we have people at Robert's Wealth Advisors who specialize in every aspect of our time strategy. That way we don't have to have one guy who knows everything, but there are different people who are specialists in each particular role. So if Medicare is a hot topic for you, if it's something you're wondering about, as part of our review process, we can get you in front of the Medicare expert. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be able to help you identify, you know, which options should you select. That wouldn't be me. So I'm not going to advise you here today, but we can
get you
in front.
But you know who to call.
That's right. We have the guy on speed dial. We'll get you in touch with them, and we'll get your questions answered.
Or they may be down the hall. November, National Long-Term Care Awareness Month. And Weston, how we should be aware of that, the need to institute a protective component given longevity.
Yeah, later in the year, rather, let's think about later in life. November, National Long-Term Care Awareness Month. It's a reality that more and more Americans are facing, and it's the kind of thing that we don't think about perhaps until way later in life, at which point, you know, the planning process should have already taken place. So, you know, if you're late to the game and you haven't bought long-term care insurance, well, the numbers might not make sense to do that. We've got to look at all of our options, of course, so we can't rule it out, but you do want to have a plan in place to pay for long-term care. And you know, you probably don't want to go through some contingency plan like, well, I'll just sell the house and use that to pay. You know, when the need arises, if you're like some circumstances I've seen, it sort of happens all of a sudden where now, you know, some people, they don't just identify, well, in 2 years, I'll probably need long-term care. It's more like one day you wake up and you realize, well, I'm having a hard time taking care of myself. And, you know, it's a fast track from there to needing to be in a long-term care facility. So for some people, that's the case. And if we haven't planned, then the idea of, well, now I'll put the house on the market and I'll sell the house, I'll pack up all my belongings. You know, this is not exactly, if we're having trouble taking care of ourselves, then we may not be in the best position to take care of all of our affairs in selling a house. So we want to make sure that we have some more concrete plans in place. If you've got, you know, the dollar sitting over here in the IRA, well, required minimum distributions are going to say that you have to take those dollars out and pay taxes on them. So if you're planning to use that when you're in your 90s and might have a long-term care need, we need a better plan than that. So that's part of our process. If it's not something you've thought about, we're going to help you identify a solution there.
And we're getting short on time in the segment, but we can't leave out December. And I know you need to think about those RMD deadlines.
That's right. If we haven't taken a required distribution from an inherited IRA, the rules on that are more and more confusing these days. Good news is the IRS has now waived the penalty for those RMDs for this year and for the past couple of years. And that's just until people get their heads on straight about what are the rules around RMD deadlines. And if that's you, you're wondering, well, what are the rules around this? Well, that's one of the things that we can help you understand. As retirement planning experts, this is what we focus on, and we keep abreast of all of the changes that happen frequently. So we can help you identify when's the right time, how much to take in a distribution, and are there any strategies we could use to get ahead of that where we don't have to worry about these distributions anymore. All that and more, it's part of the process. It's what you get when you make a phone call, starting with 800-891-8680. That's going to get you in touch with our team and have you sit down for a conversation with one of our advisors. Well, we'll go over, you know, each of the things that we've talked about here today and more.
comprehensive review and covering so much, as we mentioned, and of course, Weston reminded us in this segment, too, among building income, protective components, proactive tax strategies, but also Social Security maximization strategies as well. 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. And whether you're in the Pensacola area or in Daphne, Alabama, Biloxi, Mississippi, or in Houston, there is a Roberts Wealth Management office near you to come in and meet with the team. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680. Well, the measure of inflation and how much it impacts your financial present versus your financial future. We explore the inflationary risk and what to do to get in front of it when working on your financial plan. That's after the break. Retire Right Radio, our weekly get-together with Weston Lindemann of Roberts Wealth Management, part of that team of all-star advisors, robertswealth.com, to learn more about this firm, robertswealth.com. Well, we spent two segments on covering some great things that we all need to consider in our financial lives, and especially those nearing retirement, in the first two segments of the show. Let's switch gears and let's go to inflation. Inflation and the effects of just on average Americans, the effects of inflation. Strategist, chief investment strategist Jason Trinard has developed a new index to gauge the actual impact inflation has on the average American. Can you tell us about it, Weston? I know he calls it the Common Man CPI.
I'm just glad somebody took the time to do this because we know that the government has changed the way that they calculate inflation. You know, we are in an election year, and perhaps it's just too convenient to say, well, inflation's coming down, don't worry, if you take out the prices of food and gas. So someone came up with the Common Man CPI, and that includes things that the common man needs, like food, energy, shelter, clothing, insurance, all the things that you would need, that should be included in the actual calculation of inflation.
It should. And
what they found is that despite the headline numbers that we've seen reported year over year, last month, of course, it being reported that inflation had been 3.1% over that time period, the Common Man CPI suggests slightly higher, 3.3%. So I don't know about you if you think that's a negligible difference there, about a quarter of a percentage. But, when you're paying those expenses, when you're going to the grocery store and everything seems a little bit higher, it's easy to understand why these calculations are often skewed. It's very tricky to pin down, the overall inflation rate. And so this highlights that even that much more, that, what's being reported as inflation rate and what we experience in real life, two different things.
Absolutely. And everyone really also has their own personal inflation, too. But what you said and the what's factored in, or actually better said, not factored in core inflation in that calculation, it's two energy and food. I mean, it's two things, the main things, if not the only things I ever hear people talking about when they're talking about prices, and that's groceries and gas. So,
that's right.
The phrase getting stay ahead of the pain, and that is like taking medication before the pain becomes severe. Yeah. Well, what can you do at Roberts Wealth to stay ahead of the pain of inflation?
Well, the first is really getting a grip on the reality of it. Another thing that the Common Man CPI report has shown is that when we factor in the other side of the coin here, not just, well, have prices risen, but what about wages? And so the prices are rising at a faster rate than wages are over the past 5 years now. And what that means for people is not just that the inflation rate is 3.3%, but that the reduction in standard of living is at a rate of roughly 7%. So in other words, our standard of living for most people is, for the average American worker, is being reduced at a rate of 7%. So as your standard of living declines, that's because, of course, the cost of things is up, but our wages are not keeping pace with that. What does this mean for us in retirement? Well, we've got to plan a little bit better to keep up with inflation moving forward. So that's the first thing that we want to make sure that we're doing. You know, if you lost some money in 2022 and you said, well, I'm done with this whole stock market thing, Bad news is you might have a lot of money sitting on the sidelines that's still losing out to inflation. And so while you may feel that your assets are safe and secure and they're not going anywhere, they are diminishing in value and your purchasing power. You need more and more dollars to purchase the same items that you needed, you know, just a few years ago. And so we have to be sure that we're investing in a way that accounts for that. Right now, with interest rates being higher, that means there are pretty risk-averse approaches to achieving a reasonable rate of return that is going to keep pace, actually stay ahead of inflation. When we do an income plan, you know, if you've done the numbers yourself and you've identified that you need a certain amount of money to retire, and that's based on your income needs, and you project that out over a 20 or 30-year period, well, did you account for inflation in those numbers? You know, if you need $60,000 today, that same $60,000 is not going to be enough 10 years from now, and that's because of the inflation rate. So we need to make sure that not only are we calculating and adjusting for that in our income plan, but that we're choosing an accurate number to go off of. So for our income plans, we start at 3% predicted inflation, mm-hmm. Because we want to be on the safe side there. We know historically it's probably closer to 2%. And I know these may sound like small numbers, but we talk about the power of compounding a lot, and the same is true for inflation. You know, 3% inflation compounding annually really adds up over a number of years. And so we want to make sure that our dollars aren't being stretched too much when we factor this in. So it is part of the whole planning process.
You know, and your wage in retirement, that's the income and the income streams that they can help you build and build for you at Roberts Wealth Management. Talk to you about it, get a glimpse of what it looks like, and they do factor in inflation, as Weston said. To see what it looks like or could for you, 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. All right, so back to Jason Trenard. Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting common man CPI. He spoke candidly following another mainstream media campaign to remove all blame from the economy, administration, and even protected the data over the average American. So I guess that got under his skin. The final straw that ushered in the inception of the common man CPI was the publication of a Wall Street Journal piece titled, "What's Wrong with the Economy? It's You, Not the Data." So once again, what, it's our fault then, I guess? No. The correct answer would be no, right?
That's right. There's a lot of different things that are going on, you know, globally and here nationally that are affecting price increases. It's been noted before that, you know, certain corporations have sort of taken advantage of the perception of inflation, right? If it's 3.3%, according to this metric, and you polled people to see what they thought inflation was, they might actually pick a higher number than that, because our lived experience is telling us that things are more costly today than they have been just in the recent past. And I can say from my own personal experience, sometimes I go to the grocery store and I say, wow, the price increased yet again, mm-hmm. versus just where it was last week. And so it really is tricky sometimes to believe these numbers and to believe that inflation is only 3.3%. But, you know, what does this mean for people in practical terms, you know, and who's to blame for it? Well, some of these corporations have definitely gouged their prices a little bit, taking advantage of, again, the perception of inflation. So if people believe inflation is 10%, but inflation is only 3.3%, well, a corporation might think, well, that means I can raise my price because people think it's more expensive anyways, and we could just blame it on inflation. And, you know, there's a lot of, obviously, geopolitical things going on right now, conflict overseas, and any sort of pressure on the supply chain could impact prices long term, or at least for a period of time. And what does this mean for us? What do we do about it? Well, we might not be able to, you know, broker peace in the Middle East and avoid, you know, oil embargoes and things of that nature. But what we can do is do our best to plan accordingly. So we talked about that financial awareness assessment earlier. We need to assess, is our financial plan strong enough to keep pace with prolonged, increased, or elevated inflation? It's not something that people have experienced in a long time here in America, and so you may not know what to do about it. Well, that's where working with a team of professionals comes in, because although, you know, this inflationary environment that we're in today is different than what's been experienced in the past, We do have proactive strategies that we can utilize to get ahead of these things and make sure that we're putting you in the best position possible to retire with the peace of mind, knowing that, yes, okay, inflation is increasing, and I know Social Security is not going to keep pace with it anymore just because of the way they calculate that cost of living adjustment. But I know that my dollars are invested wisely and that they are in a secure position, earning enough interest to keep pace with inflation, if not keeping ahead of inflation. And it really is so important that we have an income plan that has a well-thought-out withdrawal rate. If we're overspending, then, you know, that is just going to compound that problem. If we're too heavy in the market, and although the market's doing pretty fair right now, right, hovering around all-time highs, in the event of a market downturn, what is that going to do to your income plan? Are you too exposed to that downside? You know, if you lose 30 or 40% and you have to compound your losses for the next few years while you wait to get back to even, you're fighting a lot of different attacks on your peace of mind in retirement. You've got the fact that now your dollars may not last as long because of the compounding losses. On top of that, you've got the hidden tax of inflation. Well, never mind hidden taxes. We've also got the looming potential of tax increases right around the corner. That's going to be post-2025. The current tax code, it's getting ready to expire. That means no matter who's in the White House, Congress is going to have a new tax code for the next president to sign into legislation, into law, rather. And what that means for us in retirement is, if you've ever looked at a chart on the history of taxes, then you would realize that, hey, taxes aren't too bad today. Now, don't get me wrong, nobody likes paying them, but I'd rather pay, you know, 20% than 50.
Sure.
And for about 50 years during the 20th century, taxes remained elevated above 50 and 60% for the highest earners. Well, I don't know that we'll see a return to those times necessarily, but just some numbers to think about. There's $34 trillion in national debt the last time I looked. There's about $60 trillion, according to some estimates, sitting in the retirement accounts of the generation currently retiring. And so what that means is if you're a congressperson, you know that you don't need to take all of retirees' dollars. You just need to take about half of it in order to cover the national debt. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't advocate that, but I want you to be aware of these things. And when we're talking about taxes, hidden taxes of inflation, when we're talking about the possibilities of having a serious drawdown in the market, losing our dollars and having to compound losses. These are all things that can be avoided. These are things that we can get ahead of, have proactive strategies. If that's something that you need, if that's something that you're not sure if you need or not, if you already have it in place and you just need a second opinion, a review, you can begin that process today by giving us a call, 800-891-8680, to meet with one of our all-star advisors today.
And get a look at what your retirement plan could be and your retirement wage. Since we talked about wages, your retirement wage is something different, but just as important as that dependable income you have when you're working. They'll give you a look at that with this comprehensive review. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680. Come in and talk. You'll talk with one member of the team. They're all great, but as we say on the show all the time, every member of the team of All-Star Advisors has their area they're really strong in. So they're either a phone call away if you have a question about, for instance, Medicare, or they may just be down the hall, but they're available. In other words, you got the whole team behind you. So what does your plan look like? 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. Listeners have questions and concerns, and Weston Lindeman will address those straight ahead on Retire Right Radio. With Retire Right Radio and Weston Lindeman of Roberts Wealth Management. We're going to get to questions here in just a minute, but if you have a question to submit to the show to be answered by Weston, you can get that in. And it's also another way to schedule. That is robertswealth.com. Hey, Weston, before we jump in with questions, just one more thing. We were talking about inflation, and we mentioned the what's factored in core inflation. And it does not include food and energy because they say that the prices can be too volatile or fluctuate wildly. And that is true about gas. Gas can go down. We saw it go down most parts of the country under $2 during COVID. And that was nice to see that one as the first digit. Do you agree with that? Is that a good reason to not include it? Because it keeps that inflation number down, right?
It does. It keeps that number down, and I think it's misleading, primarily just because it's part of everyday life, right? Mm-hmm. And we need to know an accurate read on inflation. If people are trying to assess for themselves, all right, are our leaders doing a good job? Is the economy in good order? Are there any causes for optimism right now, or should I be worried? Well, if you don't have an accurate view of inflation, that's kind of a cornerstone, a foundational element to the overall economy. And so if we're not counting something that people need and use every single day, food and energy, well, then we're really misleading ourselves. So I think that, although it's true that these are volatile prices and there's a lot of things that influence them, inflation is something that we really need an accurate read on. Now, you can always put an asterisk out next to that. You could say, well, inflation is 7%, but that's because the volatile food and energy prices, right?
Exactly.
Why not just explain it instead of, obscure the facts a little bit?
But also, too, some things, they just level off. I mean, on certain things, once the price goes up because of inflation, it stays that way. Not everything goes back down.
That's right. And that's what we notice at the grocery store, right? We go mm-hmm. and you may say, well, the prices are volatile because they may spike for some unknown or not easily identifiable reason, but they tend to not go back down once they've gone up. I have noticed that.
Yeah. Isn't that convenient? As the church lady used to say. Here's Arnie in Gulfport. I'm 60 with a $6,100 a month in Social Security disability and a pension. I want my money to work for 20 years. What do you recommend?
Well, it sounds like you're going to be in a good spot with the fixed income. Now, when you say you want it to work for 20 years, I guess I'd have to understand better what you mean by that. Are you looking to invest some of those dollars, or you want to make sure that, you're able to keep pace with inflation for the next 20 years? Depending on what it is that your goal is there with those dollars and the overall financial picture, we can have a recommendation for you there. Now, again, we've talked about it repeatedly now, inflation, and then the way that cost of living adjustment with your Social Security doesn't exactly match up. So if you've got some dollars outside of the fixed income coming in, you need to make sure that they're managed in a way that's going to get enough interest to keep pace and get ahead of, ideally, with inflation. So good news is right now there are a lot of opportunities to get safe and secure assets that pay pretty good fixed rates. That could be a CD at a bank. That could be a fixed annuity. Could be a fixed indexed annuity, where you get the opportunity for the fixed rate right now because it's attractive. But then in times where maybe the rates go down and the market is going up, you take advantage of some of those gains in the market as well. So there's no one size fits all here. It's why you ultimately have to, have a consultation with one of our advisors to get a true recommendation. But I should at least, hopefully have given you some things to think about here today.
And you definitely did. But yes, if you would like to come in and talk more, 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680. Lori is in Fairhope. My husband's parents left a $585,000 trust. My sister-in-law is a trustee, but blocks our calls, and I'm worried maybe she's trying to skip town. What can we do? Nothing uglier than those sibling squabbles over the money, right?
Yeah, that is a difficult situation to be in. And, I've seen all sorts of scenarios involving trust and, the trustee, maybe not doing something this extreme, but right. I have heard some interesting stories myself. Now, I have to admit, though, being not a legal expert, this is a legal matter. So ultimately, the trust should spell out what is supposed to happen. And I believe now I wouldn't want to have too much conjecture here, again, not being a legal expert, but I believe there are ways that a court can compel a trustee to do what they're supposed to do. So hopefully the trust was put up, drawn up in good order and will be able to be executed on effectively. But I think you're going to need to seek some legal counsel here in order to get anything accomplished. But I would recommend you do so perhaps sooner than later. I've seen people who just kind of say, well, I don't want to put up the fight. And then years go by. And then they end up, you know, saying, well, I wish I had some of that money because it would really make life a lot simpler right now. And so I would, you know, advocate that you at least seek out your options, perhaps with an attorney, to see what's the best option for you.
And thanks for the question, Lori. Kel is in Sugarland. I feel like I have a solid understanding of long-term investment strategies and how to save for retirement. What can a financial advisor offer me that I can't do for myself?
It's a great question, and it's true that, you know, some people have the ability these days to use all the infinite resources of the internet in identifying some sound, you know, pretty safe strategies for long-term investing. Maybe you're just taking the passive approach with index funds, ETFs, and, you know, understanding that you can just let it ride and you'll be okay as long as you're, you know, working and actively contributing to these retirement accounts. What more is there to it? Well, as we, you know, covered a wide variety of topics today, I hope at least that much is clear. Part of the added value of what we do for people is we're staying on top of things. You know, if you're retired, is it really retirement if you have to stay on top of, you know, Secure Act 2.0, changes to RMDs, the penalties involved, all of the different moving parts of retirement? I just mentioned a few off the top of my head here, but that's by no means an exhaustive list of the things that are going on that you have to be aware of. And then on the market side of things, you know, of course, there's a great passive investment vehicles these days that don't require, you know, hefty expenses, and, you know, you don't have to use mutual funds that are expensive. You can use passive approaches that are very low cost and very effective. Now, on top of that, though, working with the right advisor or a team of advisors in this case is the sort of strategic tactical approach that we can overlay on top of a passive strategy. So, you know, we don't necessarily find ourselves picking stocks very often at Robert's Wealth. We like passive strategies. The research shows that those are more likely to perform consistently, you know, alongside the market than, say, something like an actively managed mutual fund. But at the same time, we can add value in terms of being strategic. You know, if we see that the economic cycle is shifting more towards a downturn, for example, not that we can time the market, but we have certain technology that we get to use at Robert's Wealth that allows us to make strategic moves, whether it's, you know, let's move to cash alternatives or short-term treasuries and maybe get out of the way with a portion of our portfolio. We have other tools at our disposal outside of the stock market that perhaps you would be, you know, unfamiliar with or have difficulty in deciphering what's the best choice for you in alternative investment strategies. So there's an expansive list of things that we have the capability of doing at Robert's Wealth. It's the beauty of being an independent fiduciary firm. You know, we're big enough to matter, but we're certainly small enough that we have that ability to care, right? You don't necessarily get that if you're working with an advisor at the big box firms. And if you're working with the smaller, you know, mom and pops that mean well, they might not have all of the capabilities that we have. Likewise, if you're a do-it-yourself investor, you may be doing okay. But the real testament to a good advisor is going to be when it's not as easy to make money. And I know we just came off a historic bull run over the past, you know, 10 years or so, and a lot of people made a lot of money, and it was pretty easy to do so, right? You could just put the money in the passive strategy, and it would grow. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't think the next 10 years are going to be very much like the last 10. So we need to make sure that we have a strategy in place to deal with any and all of the possibilities. If nothing else, and you think you're doing good for yourself, and you may be, come in, get that complimentary review. We'll get you a report that will show you, you know, the ins and outs of your portfolio, whether or not you stand to lose money in a market downturn, and if so, how much? What's your risk factors? Are you taking on an appropriate amount of risk for the level of return that you're seeing? Sometimes these are lopsided numbers. If someone says, I've got a 12% rate of return, can you beat that? Well, what's your max drawdown? Are you getting 12% on the upside, but possibly faced with a 40% downside? Because I'd rather have a 8% upside with only 5% downside. You know, you need to know the whole context of your plan and your portfolio. That's something we can offer you.
And Kel is in Sugarland. So, boy, there's three offices in the Houston area for Robert's Wealth. All right, Kel. Come in, certainly, and you can talk to them. Get a second opinion, 800-891-8680. John in Milton, Florida. I want to switch and move my money to a different financial advisor. I'm 58. I'm looking for someone who will provide advice on the distribution of my funds while still earning and creating income. Is this difficult?
So the process of moving from one advisor to another is not itself difficult. The process, however, of finding an advisor, this is where the difficulty for a lot of people lie, because you want to know, first off, of course, that you're working with a fiduciary. That's what you get working with Robert's Wealth. You want to make sure that you have a team that's competent and able to handle just anything and everything that you might encounter in retirement. You're in that financial red zone. It sounds like 58 years old, so it's the time period where there are fewer mistakes that you can safely make. You know, when you're younger and you're working and contributing actively, it's not as big of a deal if we make a mistake with our investment strategy or with our contributions, because we have plenty of time. But at this stage of the game, you want to make sure that you get it right. That means making sure that you go through a thorough process of diligently selecting an advisor. I hope that we're making that more simple for you today by showing you, a little bit about Robert's Wealth, and that you can reach out to us and schedule that complimentary review process to see if we're a good fit for you. That's going to be 800-891-8680. What you're going to find out from that process is that, no, it's not difficult to actually move those funds over. And in fact, we like to pride ourselves in keeping things simple. So we're going to have a team that does that for you, and we're going to deliver to you a plan that will show you effectively how we do it, exactly what it is that you're asking for. Have those funds growing and earning and creating income, but being able to safely distribute those dollars in a tax-efficient way. This is what we do every day, and it's something that we can do for you. If you give us a call, 800-891-8680.
And a great opportunity to come in and enjoy. And you will enjoy because this comprehensive review, because it's a great conversation, informal but informative. And that's very important. Knowledge is power. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680. And this is offered at no cost, no obligation. So claim yours. 800-891-8680. Another great show and conversation with Weston Lindemann. We're back next week to do it again. Hope you're here with us for Retire Right Radio.
Roberts Wealth Management is registered as an investment advisor and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. This program is a paid advertisement sponsored by Roberts Wealth Management. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of these strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Asset allocation, rebalancing, and diversification do not ensure or guarantee a better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. References to market results do not represent the performance of Roberts Wealth Management. Historical performance returns for investment indexes and or categories usually do not deduct transaction and or custodial charges of an advisory fee, which would decrease the historical performance results. There are no guarantees that a portfolio will match or outperform a specific benchmark. Tax information provided is general in nature and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Always consult with an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Roberts Wealth Management is not engaged in the practice of law or accounting. Tax and Social Security rules are subject to change at any time. Annuity guarantees are subject to the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.